Fear, stark and vivid, flashed through her. She thrashed in the turbulent water, trying to push herself to the surface. The unyielding riptide pulled her relentlessly down, twisting and turning her body. "Head towards the light," her instinct screamed, as she struggled against the undertow. It was no use. Her lungs were burning, bursting for air. Desperate for breath, she inhaled water.
"Come on, Adami, to speed up the water, breathe!"
Water gushed out. Eve gasped painfully for air. She coughed. More water trickled out. She could breathe again. Dimly, she realized she was lying on her back on the beach. Someone was straddling her and pushing, rhythmically pushing, pushing. She lay still for a moment. She was alive. Her lungs and throat burned, but she could breathe. Who was pushing on her? It hurt. Another push. She coughed up more water. Then it came back. Barbados. She was in Barbados, the undertow. She'd been swimming in the ocean since she was a child, but this time she opened her eyes to a frowning face, hovering close over her.
"Just stay as you are for a few minutes. I've called for help, but I think you've gotten rid of most of the water you swallowed. How do you feel?"
The voice was deep, masculine.
"I've been better."
Her throat was raw, her speech raspy.
"I almost drowned, didn't I?"
The man stood and looked down at her.
"Yes, you did. Fortunately, I saw a rogue wave take you, and I'm a strong swimmer. Didn't you know this stretch of shoreline is unsafe? There are signs posted all along the beach."
"I was just trying to get away from..." What had she been trying to get away from? It was too much effort to remember.
"The hotel pool would have been the safer place to swim."
He extended his hand to her.
"Do you think you can stand?"
She grasped his hand and tried to pull herself to her feet. Her knees buckled. His arms came around her, scooping her up and holding her effortlessly against him. She was dimly aware of a broad, naked chest of strong arms supporting her.
"It's okay," he said. "I've got you."
Eve started shivering in spite of the heat of the tropical sun.
"Shock," he muttered. "Where are the damn paramedics? I called them 10 minutes ago. We need to get you warm."
With her in his arms, he started striding down the beach. Eve was barely conscious of entering one of the beach cottages, of being held under a hot, pulsing shower, then gently dried and tucked into a warm bed and cocooned with blankets. Her teeth stopped chattering as her body gradually warmed. She resurfaced slowly. She wiggled her fingers and toes. She was alive. She remembered her panic in the swirling water, but she was safe, safe and warm now. He was bending over her, her eyes focused on his face. Sharply chiseled features, dark eyes, their expression warm, concerned. His face was unlined, but his short curly hair was a startling silver. She had seen him earlier, a lone sun worshipper lying on the beach,